The building is in red. The purple line on the back is proposed additional parking that we would like to purchase as we expand the building. This is a proposed layout. We have not had architectural plans drawn yet, and we'll go to that expense and effort once the resolution's approved, if it does get approved by four of the five jurisdictions. Second slide. This is the proposed building schematic. Our primary purpose is, one, to become owners and save the jurisdiction's dollars by not having to pay rent each month. And we also want a better workflow for the building with the public and with our employees. So right now we don't have good security, really, and good separation between the public and the employees. And we're also growing parcel count is growing, as you know, and next year we'll probably have two ARB sessions going simultaneously to keep up with the load. This building will have the ability to expand up to three ARB sessions. We'll have a private mapping room. We'll have a counter to meet customers. We'll have private areas to talk to customers, so that those in the waiting room won't be able to eavesdrop, or there'll be a little more private areas to speak. Page three. This is very similar. In fact, this is identical in building size to our last proposal, 11,550 square feet, with a proposed attic storage of 1,600 square feet. We are going to build the site out with the necessary spaces for the building now, and if we need to expand, we'll have the ability to expand the parking. And we do have ability to expand the building as well. So right now you'll see these numbers came from Goodwin Lassiter. There is a high and a low that they gave us, a range. If we take all of those highs and lows, we did take the median of that range, and that's how we got our $3.2 million figure. Some of those are going to be fixed costs, and some of those are estimated costs. We don't know, for instance, exactly what our interest on our construction loan will be. So we did estimate some of those expenses, and we feel like it's ample to keep us at or below that $3.2 million figure. So here is an example of what we're paying now. The first column is the jurisdiction's percent that they're responsible. The county's up at the top. That's the percent of your budget that you're responsible for the appraisal district. And then that second column is estimated but very close to what we are now paying for our rental space. So our cost to all entities is about $160,000. The project allocated annual expenses is column three. The total is $237,58. And this fourth column in maroon shows the estimated difference and the actual cash expense that we'll be asking the entities to pay for on our annual budget. We have talked to government capital. We have received a commitment for a loan of 20 years at a fixed 3.5%. Once we get approval from the jurisdictions, we'll go to our architects, we'll bid the job, and we'll have to go back to government capital, and we hope the products and the rates that we get then are going to be comparable to where they're at now. There are some variables in our project. This shows a detail of our current occupancy costs. Probably the biggest difference in this slide and the next one is going to be in the building maintenance. Right now, we've estimated about 50 cents per foot for annual maintenance. We do have a landlord now, and he does pay for some of our maintenance. And then, of course, the rent is about $10,600. And so the total cost is about $160,000. The next slide shows our project, our and the estimate occupancy costs once we're in. Everything is similar to before, to the previous slide. We know we will be maintaining the building ourselves. There's a little added expense for building maintenance. Debt service is fixed, and this is where we get the $230,858 figure. The next slide really shows the benefit to all the jurisdictions. Let me explain the slide. This is a 20-year ownership analysis. The first year, for example, our annual rental expense is about $160,000. Our annual purchase expense from the previous slide is $237,58. That gives an additional monthly expense of $70,852. On the first year alone, we'll have additional, we'll be paying principal down on our loan of $91,000, which is a benefit to the entities of $20,000 if you take the monthly additional cost minus the principal. So that last column shows the principal growth in relation to the expense, whether we would rent or own the building. And as you can see, as we move down, the benefit to the entities is going to be over $1 million over that 20-year period. Of course, at the end of the 20-year period, we'll be owners of the building, and we won't have that mortgage expense of which is amounting to about $180,000 annually. So we really are growing. We know our population growth also adds parcels. The parcel count has grown. The ARB growth has grown dramatically over the last 5 years. Security is very important. We do need to separate employees from the general public in some areas. Customer service is important to us. The value for the taxpayers is very important as well. And then as we move forward with technology, to better serve the county and the taxpayers in our area, this building will be set up to serve those better as well. You're the first workshop. We hope to have it on your agenda. We're meeting in a workshop with Bryan ISD on Thursday, and then we'll meet with the City of Bryan in a workshop and council meeting the following Tuesday. This is a proposed project. We will be bidding out the final loan. We'll be bidding out the construction loan locally, and then we'll be bidding out the project itself locally with local architects and local builders.